Ladies and gentlemen, the man who brought us, well, I was anyways, a beautiful day yesterday. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, and well, I told you it's going to be a real nice day in the city.
Oh, gosh, it was nice when I got back home. It was still 68 degrees when I got back home.
Yeah. And now this morning, it's one of those mornings that you don't like.
Well, it's 50 and rain, but 50 first thing in the morning, walking out to the car,
is not bad.
Now, if I have to, later on today, if it's still 50 and raining, I'm going to call you up and curse you out.
No, it won't. It'll be 60 and raining.
I can deal with that.
Good. Good. Because that's what it'll be. And then tonight, there'll still be showers around 50. Probably some early showers tomorrow. Then it will turn sunny.
Get back and close to that microphone.
Oh, then it will turn sunny. And the highs will be about 70. Friday will cloud up and showers will develop again, mid-60s. Saturday showers will give way to partly sunny skies, 65 to 70. And Sunday will be sunny with highs in the low 60s.
So Friday's iffy, but Saturday and Sunday look good.
Saturday still has showers.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
So Friday and into Saturday morning iffy, but then Saturday afternoon and Sunday look good.
Right. At least that's what we think right now. The computer modeling that I'm looking at is not really agreeing. They are telling me right now that there is a 60% chance of rain Saturday morning, and there is a 40% chance of rain Saturday afternoon. So they keep the probability high for us on Saturday. So we'll have to see whether or not the showers move out and the sun moves in. So that still remains to be seen.
All right. Well, today might be the day, Pat, where I watch part number two. Especially if it's going to rain. Because I actually get to go home a little early today.
That's good. Well, I mean, you said especially if it's going to rain, it's already raining.
That's what I mean.
All right. Yeah. Yep.
So you'll get the complete wrap up of my movie experience.
Oh well, that's good. It's been a long time coming.
It has been, but at least I got part one under the belt.
And that, yeah, that's true. I'm surprised you didn't forget part one by the time you watch part two.
No, it's not that long.
Well, that's true. It's not. The movie is actually shorter than the actual Birdcage movie. We cut a lot of stuff out. Yeah, we had to cut a lot of stuff out. Other than that, I will bring you back up to speed on our dilemma with the annual dinner dance at the lake.
So what is
for our listeners who do not know, we've been doing it 19 years. It was our idea 19 years ago, and it's been a very successful event for the association. And this year, 6 weeks prior to the dance is the middle part of June, the board, 7 members, decide to meet and drop the budget and sort of, you know, just take us completely off guard. The president did call us last night. And we're on for a while. She is going to the board to get the necessary money that we need for the budget because she does not want this to die. Quote. Just want the dance to die. However, I sort of went around the back door, if you will. The former president, Jeff, and his wife, Paula, they're very, very good friends of ours. And I wrote her. She's in Utah now. She is just a special person. She's in Utah now, dog rescues. She works so hard with dog rescuing. And it's just amazing how much she does. In fact, two of her dogs were rescued from Katrina.
Wow.
So she does all of this. And, of course, she does it, you know, free as a volunteer. So she's there now. But she did email me and she says, I can't believe this is going on. She said, because it's not like we don't have money. the association. Yeah. So she must have spoke to her husband. And the president last night told us that she got a call from Jeff. And he basically told her she better get this thing settled and quick. So I thought that was very nice of them two to step up to the plate because nobody did.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what is moving things along. So I'll let you know what happens, because at this point right now, we are still not doing a thing until we get the okay.
Well, I think that's good that you got people stepping forward and slap that board down.
I mean, I see where they're going with it. You know, they feel that guests of members should not be getting this dance, you know, at the same price that members are getting it, because basically the association is paying for this dance. Right. So they feel that the guests should be, but you can't take a ticket price of $25 and say now it's $75.
It's just stupid.
Right.
It's stupid.
You just can't do that. As it is right now, we did raise the price of guest to $30. Okay? So on our pre-printed invitations that are ready to go out. And even with that increase, we expect a big drop-off this year. So could you imagine what would happen? Well, look at it this way. Marshall, say you're a member and you have 4 kids.
Yeah.
And a junior wife at 6. We allow member prices up to 4 for the family. Okay, so now at $35, this is their thinking, $35 per member, it's costing you $140 for 4 members, and then it's going to cost you $150 for your other 2 kids if they're coming. You're looking at what?
Almost $300. You know what? Come on, kids. Let's go to an amusement park.
Thank you. Right. So it's just not going to work. And that's that was our whole contention. So I'll let you know what happens there. But in the meantime, I'm just sitting back. I don't know what I have in store today. Yesterday, I put some shelves in the laundry room. I took care of that. And today's going to be a rainy day, so I can't do anything outside. So I don't know what I'll do. Any ideas?
Watch your movie again.
No, that's quite all right. I've seen it enough times I could give you every line in that movie.
Well, you should. You're involved.
Yeah, really. No, if anything, maybe I'll start working on what we're doing this year.
Why don't you watch a couple of movies?
Well, I don't really have that much time in the afternoon because I'm still working. And the weather center, you know, phone calls and updates and stuff like that. So I try to tinker, you know, and do things here and there, stop, come back. I'm back and forth in the office all day long.
All right.
Like you, Marshall, just like you.
Are the Mets home today?
No, the Mets are not back until May 4th. May 1st.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that till May
1st. I don't have to worry about them. The Long Island Ducks are not playing until May 4th. And the Brooklyn Cyclones don't start till June. So as far as the baseball teams, I'm home free.
You're home free for today. You don't have to worry about, is it going to rain during the game?
Right, right. How long is this shower going to last?
How heavy
is it going to be?
Too bad you're not the meteorologist for the Yankees.
Yeah, I know. They're obviously using somebody. I don't know who they're using.
Whatever happened to that guy that stole that stuff from you?
No idea.
We have to hunt him down.
Never bothered following up on it. Don't care. Don't hear his name around. It's not thrown around or anything. So I could care less. That's another chapter in the book that we've read and we're beyond.
We should put a fictitious quote together where he insults ISIS and send it to the leader of ISIS. That's what we should do.
Yeah, well, then you'll probably get a little call from your president, Trump.
Believe you me, I go on to his Twitter account all the time.
And yeah.
Not only to him, but other people too. And I post things that are just plain instigating trouble. And I've never heard back from him, and I haven't been banned yet, but I have heard back from hundreds and hundreds of his followers.
You have?
Well, yeah, I just go on and post something that's contrary to what they believe, just to troll and have some fun. Oh, Pat, then my inbox on Twitter fills up right away with people.
Wow, that's interesting.
There's always a few threats there as well.
You better be careful, Marshall.
No. Well, it's just, I do whatever, but I haven't heard back from him and I haven't been banned. Now, it's funny, I do that to our superintendent of schools here in the region, and she banned me. President didn't ban me, but the superintendent of schools banned me.
Isn't that funny? She banned you.
She banned me. Oh, well, what the heck.
Okay.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, Marsh, you have a good one.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.